MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Hello everybody, welcome on Delta FM 19.2. Today we will speak about robots. I will receive Lilian and Emery for a debate, but before Emery will speak about history of robots, and Lilian will speak about robots in surgery.
Karel Čapek was a Czechoslovakian writer. He was born on January 9, 1890. And he did in 1938. He was the first to imagine a robot in his play Hair Who Hair, Resum Universal Robot. The word robot was created from the word robota, means work or forced labor. Čapek wanted to create robot to help human every day. The first robot was a Unimate, created in 1961 by Unimation. It was used in a General Motors factory. Today, we use a robot for space discovery like Mars. Also help people to do some job and dangerous work. People use a robot to make life more easier. In some disaster, people use robot to save people as fast as possible. Isaac Asimov was a science fiction writer. He invented the word robotic. He was the first to use the header of robot in a book, like Nightfall in 1941 and The Bicentennial Man in 1976.
Okay, thank you, Emmerich, for this very interesting article. Now, Lilian will speak about robots in surgery.
Robotic surgery, computer-assisted surgery, and robotically assisted surgery are terms for technological development that use robotic systems to aid in surgical procedures. The surgery robots are used to limit the chance of human error. Da Vinci was invited to sense the surgical hand movement and translate them electronically into column-down micro-movement to manipulate the tiny proprietary instruments. In 1985, a robot in Unimation Puma 200 was used to place a needle of print BOSB using CT guidons. In 1992, the P-Robot developed at the Imperial College London was used to perform prosthetic surgery by Dr. Santiel, Nathan and Geis and Stagio Thomas Hospital, London. The RoboDog from Integrated Surgery System was introduced in 1992 to mail out precious fitting in the femur for hip replacement. In May 2006, the first artificial intelligence doctor conducted Unison's robotic surgery on 34-year-old male to correct heart arrhythmia. In February 2008, Dr. Mohsen Skridity of the University of Chicago Commerce Children's Hospital performed the first robotic pediatric neurologic burden reconstruction. 12 May 2008, the first image-guided completed robot new-hole surgical procedure was performed at University of Gallery by Dr. Garnett using the NeuroM. In June 2008, the German Aerospace Center present a robotic system for minimally invasive surgery, the MicroSurg.
Okay, thank you, Lilian. So, now we will start a debate on for or against having humanoid robots in our home. So today we are hosting Lilian and Emmerich for this debate. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fine, thank you. And you?
Fine, thank you. So, Lilian, are you against or for having humanoid robots in our home, and why?
I'm against having robots in our home because it's not safe. Because if the robot does house chores and it can recognize letters or dangerous items, it can destroy them.
I totally disagree with you because I think with a new technology, robot can have a better view or better detector. And with the programming of today, robot can recognize this dangerous item.
Yes. I think, Emmerich, you have all those arguments.
Yes, I think a humanoid robot can be a friend for young children and play with them as a friend.
You must be joking. It's nonsense. A robot is not comparable to a human.
Yes, you're scoring a point.
Yes, I agree, but if you are an early child, it can be a friend when you are at home without human friends.
Oh yes, if I am an only child, I would really would like to Pyrrha to take control of my robot.
I see you, Emmerich, and I think you have another argument.
Yes, and the small size of the robot is a good point, because it can fit almost anywhere.
Okay, you don't have any other arguments? No, so thank you to become here. This emission is going to finish. Thank you to listening us and good afternoon.
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.